Aircheckdownloads.com.
Just gone 8:30 at Viking FM. We'll do some Puff Daddy and Faith Evans for you in a sec with the latest Rachel Jones.
A man's been shot at work in Lincolnshire. That's the latest. There'll be more news at 9.
Come on, come on.
God damn.
Pimp Daddy, break it down like this.
The Daddy Dog, break it down like this.
Come on, come on. Pimp Daddy, kick it back with the Viking crew. Got the hot flow show coming just for you. So tell your mama, your sister, and your father too. Hersey's Morning Glory, here's what you gotta do. Switch your radio on at 6 a.m. and listen to the breakfast show through till 10 on 96.9 FM. Check out the music and the fun that we bring to your ear. Never fear with the Viking crew. You don't even have to think about the station you choose. So don't ignore me. What's the story? Hersey's Morning Glory. Pimp Daddy on the breakfast show.
Puff Daddy and Faith Evans, I'll Be Missing You. It's 23 minutes to 9. Hearst's Morning Glory at Viking. Don't know whether you were listening to the show on Friday, but we had a surprise package arrive for us. And I was like, it was. Very rare I get boxes full of stuff addressed to me. It's usually to Darren, who's usually blagged something from Safeways of Willoughby.
Another 6 cases of Stella and 2 tubs of Häagen-Dazs.
What did you get sent from them yesterday?
Nothing.
Where'd you get the scampi fries from then?
No, they're from a listener who brought us in some scampi fries.
Where's the scampi fries now?
I've locked them up in my drawer.
Means so you've got some.
Pinch them. Oh yeah, yeah.
Means you got them?
Yeah, I'm not selfish, mate.
Oh, what's gonna say? Anyway, so there we are on Friday. Opens up this box, and you never guess what's packed inside this box.
Go on.
Only one of the most sought after toys of the past couple of years. An ITV digital monkey.
Monkey! Monkey's on the beach, he's laughing at me. He's laughing at me. Because some football club can't buy the new striker.
Sounds like Billy Connolly with laryngitis.
Okay, I've got to say a huge big thank you to Jenny. She's the e-business manager for the gadget shop in Hull. Hey! She sent me an email on Friday afternoon. She says, I was listening to your show this morning, and I would like to say that we are quite happy to be bribed for advertising, and if you would like to give me a call, I will arrange for 2 more monkeys to be sent. Because I thought it was a little unfair that I got a monkey and you two didn't.
That's right.
So, 2 more monkeys have arrived, and the thing is, they've not even been bribed with more advertising.
No.
So I think the next hour and 20 minutes of the show should be actually sponsored by the Gadget Shop.
I've got a couple of facts to tell you, actually.
Okay, go on.
Fact number one, that the Gadget Shop apparently is the only place where you can buy these ITV monkeys.
Really?
Fact number two, they were going on eBay for £1,000 just before Christmas.
Really?
But they're not now, they're £25. And fact number three, the reason why we got them in the first place is because she saw you making a bit of a prat of yourself in Bar and Beaker on Thursday night and thought you was a monkey. So that's why she sent them in the first place.
I've got a number here.
What was he doing?
Oh, he was just going around pulling funny faces and doing Jimmy Savile impressions, apparently.
As it happens. No, yeah. Different there, then.
No.
Is she going to answer? Let's see if she's going to answer. She may be listening, you never know. There we go.
Hello.
Hello, is that Jenny?
It is.
Jenny, good morning, it's Hirsty.
Morning.
How are you, love?
Hello.
Hello, you all right? Are you listening?
I am listening.
Ah.
There's everybody in the office.
Hello, Gadget Shop.
Say hello to Hirsty. No, they're not saying hello.
Someone's talking about me and Baron Beaker on Thursday night. What was I doing?
Just being drunk and rowdy.
So is that why you sent me the monkey?
No.
I was going to say, so why did you actually send me in the first place? Just because you felt sorry for me, because I'm stupid.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's right. Well, thank you very much, sir, for the 2 more monkeys.
That's a pleasure.
But you see, we're going to get told off now by our boss, the managing director, Mike.
Right.
Because the problem is, we're giving away free advertising here.
Yeah.
And he's not got a monkey.
So what you're telling me is you actually want a fourth monkey?
Well, if you're offering...
Yes. If you're offering... This is just to keep our boss quiet.
Because the thing is, he's probably listening now.
Right, and then, of course, what you're also going to say is that they're also available from www.gadgetshop.com.
Where was that?
By ringing customer services on the free phone.
All right, so that's www.gadgetshop.com.
Oh, we are so fired.
Which is 0800 783 8343.
That's 0800 783 8343.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Because I received an email from our boss, and it says, "Hursty, no further mentions of free plugs for these monkeys, please. We're a commercial business, and this needs stopping now."
Absolutely. So we can't say on the radio once again that they're only available from Gadget Shop.
Precisely, yeah.
She's good at this.
And he also put a little PS at the bottom of his email. PS, please I can't even speak. Please feel free to plug the arse out of it if you can blag me one too. Gadget Shop, it's where you get your monkeys from. 0800 783 8343. www.gadgetshop.co.uk.
Yes, all right, please,
for God's sake, if you like us and you want us to continue on radio past 10 o'clock, send Mike one of those monkeys, please.
I'll bring one round this morning.
Can you bring one round for us? You can come into the studio and say hello.
Okay, will do.
We're on till 10.
Okay, no probs.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
And see you later then.
Bye.
Ta-ra. Never win first place. So a big thank you to the Gadget Shop for sending us those ITV digital monkeys. Do you notice something? I have a theory that they could have saved ITV Digital by selling the monkeys. No, seriously, they could have. I'm sure they could have made a. Because at the height of Johnny Vegas and the Monkey Bean, you know, on the TV commercial, and no one could get all of them, the deal was, they thought they'd come up with this little scam here, didn't they, the guys at ITV Digital, that the only way you can get hold of a monkey was to actually buy ITV Digital.
Yeah.
But when the company was getting into financial trouble and it was all going a bit belly up, they should have started selling these monkeys, because they could have made a fortune.
Well, the £318 million in debt... They'd have had to put a bit of a markup on them, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, they'd have obviously marked them up a little bit, but they could have made a few quid, couldn't they? You know.
It's a lot of monkeys.
No, it's a lot of monkeys, isn't it? Yeah, monkey poo. Back to the drawing board on that one then. All right, 8:45, what you got, Rach?
Well, there's temporary traffic lights on the B1430 and Normanby Road, both ways around Lodge Lane, that's in North Links.
Really?
There's also temporary traffic lights on the A614 in Howden, that's both ways between the B1230 on the main road and Slight Lane.
Next on Hursty's Morning Glory. Universally challenged. The battle lines are drawn. Stand by.
Viking FM. Yo, what's up? This is Wyclef Jean, you know what I'm saying?
Hi, I'm Jay from Jamiroquai.
Hey, it's Michelle Branch.
Hey, I'm Samantha Mumba.
I'm Kylie Minogue.
96.9 Viking FM.
M&S presents The Girl Next Door and Sasol Nugget. This is Universally Challenged, 96.9 Viking FM. Right, it's just after 10 to 9. We were talking about old TV shows on the show this morning. This is due to the fact that Crossroads has been recommissioned by ITV1. For another 240 episodes. We think it's a waste of money. They should bring back something half-decent, like Bullseye, for instance.
Yep.
So this morning, you have to do impressions or things they said on Bullseye. I used to hate Bullseye because I used to think to myself, oh, it's 5:30, it's Sunday night,
yep.
Time for bath, school tomorrow. Used to hate it. So we have three general knowledge or topical questions. You have to buzz in as quick as you can with an impression of either Jim Bowen, Bully, or, I don't know, something they'd win.
Tony Green.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Rachel, this is going to be interesting.
Yes.
After yesterday, I know Buzz Aldrin.
Yes.
After yesterday...
I don't know him, I just met him once.
And yesterday, what was it, on the moon? Well, you have to do an impression of Neil Armstrong. It was like... Do an impression of Neil Armstrong. I've landed here on the moon. I'm here. He did something with your hands and just hit the flag in the moon. Oh, dear me. Question number one. What was Posh Spice's maiden name?
In one. Adams.
Well done.
Crikey.
Turn up for the books, isn't it? Question number two. What is the name of the actor who plays the character Mini-Me in the Austin Powers movies?
Oh.
I'll be honest, I have no idea.
380. No, 180.
He's chucked a hedgehog at the borders of it.
380.
362. It's Vern something.
I've got to give her it. It's Vern Troyer. I've got to give you that, actually.
Thank
well
you.
Done. And question number three. Who makes the GameCube?
In three. Put the sparkle back in your life. It's a soda stream maker. Nintendo.
Yes, it is.
Hey!
Which means the final scores on this particular round of this particular comedy round of University Challenge are.
Look at them. It's 3-3 and 3-2.
5-9. Chad Kroger. I am so high. Newcheckdownloads.com.